the five men killed in last summer's terrorist attacks in Chattanooga, a sergeant who died a decade ago in Iraq, and a World War II hero whose remains weren't recovered until last fall. All of them were honored today in a ceremony on the steps of the state capitol. WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports.
First Lieutenant Alexander Bonneman was a U.S. Marine who grew up in Knoxville. He died in November 1943 while attacking Japanese forces holed up in a bomb-proof shelter on a Pacific island. He was awarded the Medal of Honor posthumously, but his remains were buried on the island and not brought back to Tennessee until last September. Clay Bonneman Evans is his grandson. He says services like this morning's on War Memorial Plaza closed the wound Bonneman's death created.
It shattered the family. So I just think, I see it in my mom's face and my auntie's face every single time he gets recognized. I think it helps just make them, you know, a little stronger at the broken places, as Ernest Hemingway said.
Governor Bill Haslam recognized Bonneman, as well as the four soldiers and the Marine killed by a radicalized gunman in the Chattanooga attacks last summer. Haslam also gave the Gold Star Family Proclamation to the parents of Sergeant Gary Reese. The Tennessee Guardsman was killed along with two other soldiers in 2005 when their Humvee was struck by an improvised explosive device in Iraq. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.